discuss is a parasha that is very, very, very difficult to understand, and it basically has one theme, and that theme is we have absolutely no idea what we're doing. That is the theme. Parashas Chukat is a theme that we have no idea what we're doing, and it begins in a way that introduces us in a very unusual way. The pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron lemoir." This is a chuk of the Torah. This is the statute of the Torah. So the parsha represents an introduction that, as if this is a chukas ha-Torah. This is the chuk of the chol ha-Torah kula. This is the chuk of everything, the whole Torah. Poraduma. It's not. It's a chuk of tuma. It's a chuk of tahara. That's what it's a chuk of. It should say. Zois chukas hatahara. This is a chuk of the tahara, and explain the ideas and the message behind paradumot. Why did it say zois chukas hatahara? Number one. Number two. Although it's something which is a chuk which you don't really understand, it is brought down from Moshe Hadarshan. From Moshe Hadarshan says that this is a kapora for the eagle. It's a kapora for the eagle. Eagle, lecheta eagle. So the eagle was a used with a was a little calf. So boy ima come along, the mother should come along umanake and clean up tsoyaf benor, the dirt of the child. So the poradum is like the mother, as it were, the mother cow that represents the tshuva for the eagle. How does one represent the other? How does that work? What's the pshat there? How does that work? And thirdly, this parasha seems very, very out of context. It shouldn't be here. In parashas, in Sefer VaYikra, we have the halachas of Zov, the halachas of Zova, we have the halachas of Nida, we have all the halachas. Why over here in parashas Chukas do we start talking about halachas of Tumah and Tahara in the middle of Sefer Midbar? Sefer Midbar is all about what the Jews did in the Midbar, and we have Korach, and then we have the Misaidanim, and we have the Meraglim. Why does, in all this, suddenly we have this very complicated, complex parasha, Paraduma, smack in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar? What's Peshad over this? So I'd like to just read out a very, very interesting story which is brought for Motel Kamenetsky. Motel Kamenetsky says as follows. He says, I read it out to you. One evening during Senator Kenneth McCullough of Tennessee could not sleep. As chairman of Senate of Appropriations Committee, in other words, he was in charge of the money, he could not understand why the administration was requesting some $2,000 million. Yeah? $2,000 million. That's $2 billion. $2 billion towards certain unusual scientific research. It's the middle of the Second World War. He called Secretary of War Henry Stimson and began to shout, "Do you expect me to sanction this tremendous appropriation without any idea to where it is going? How can you ask for this kind of money?" So Stimson kept quiet. He pondered and hesitated, then he asked, "Can he keep a secret?" After McKellar assured him that he could, Stimson whispered, "We're about to split the atom." McKellar exploded. "Are you crazy? This is war. We have men out there. We need guns. We need planes. We need tanks. We need ammunition. And you guys are fooling it around with some hocus-pocus splitting atoms?" Yeah? Who was right in the end, Rabbi Yisai? This stopped the Second World War. This splitting the atom that they gave the thumbs for, that knocked out Hiroshima, that will save this, let's stop the Second World War. Right? Hocus pocus. Well, people look at the Paraduma as hocus pocus. What's the idea behind this, Rabbi Yisai? The idea is that if you look through the various parashas until now, we are dealing with people who think they know the answer. They're wrong. We have Meraglim. We went to Eretz Yisrael and we calculated, we don't think that it is worthwhile going to Eretz Yisrael. Wrong. We have Korach. I'm telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are wrong, I'm right. In my calculation, I should be next in line. Nice calculation, Makirach. You're wrong. Miriam says, Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't be doing this. I think I'm also Navi, and he's also Navi. Miriam, you're wrong. In other words, a person can make any calculation they want, but sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu turns around and he says, Rabbi Isai, you're wrong. You don't know the pshat. You don't know what should be done. And therefore, with all that's going on, I'm going to give you a parasha poradumo that gives you the idea that you don't know what's going on. Shlomo Melech said,
I don't know.
I know what it is, but it's rochik mimeni. It is distant from me. Shlomo Melech, the chochem kol adam, the Torah gives poradumo that you don't know pshat, in order to tell you sometimes that what you think and what you calculate is wrong, simply wrong. And therefore, this Sefer Bamidbar has to have in the middle the idea of saying, stop. Calculations. They're wrong. Let's refocus. Let's get Paraduma to show you that sometimes you have no idea what's going on. So what's Peshat of this? For Imo, let the mother come, the Paraduma, Mekanech, Tzoyas, Beno, and Kilem. There is a reason. What's Peshat behind that? So I saw a very, very beautiful vort from Reb Shimon Shvab that brought from Shamshim Kol Hish. And he says, what is the idea behind the eagle? And what's the idea behind any of the Zohar? And in fact, what's the idea behind the Eight Zohar? The Eight Zohar tries to sell us a product. And it tries to sell us that the physical world is the real world. The spiritual world, the Ruchni world, is perhaps existent, but not as important as the physical world. And that for anything spiritual, anything that is not real, we have to make real by making it physical. And therefore, let's make an Avodah Zarah that is physical. And therefore, the spiritual now has some kind of body to be in, because now it's physical, now it has status, now it has reality to it. But taking away the physicality to the spirituality doesn't exist. So the Egel was Eile Lekech Yisrael. These people didn't think this is God. Ridiculous. So what we're saying over here is, of course there's Ruchnius, but we need something physical to represent it, because physicality, something physical, something Gashmi, is really what is important in this world.
To put it in something physical.
To show a representation, to bring something physical and say the physical is represented by this physical, because physical is stronger than the spiritual. That is the Chet Ha'egel. Comes along Paraduma. What is Paraduma? There's nothing more physical than a Paraduma. There is a stunningly beautiful, beautiful, unblemished,
red,
not a single unmatching hair, totally red. It is a startling cow. It is unusual, it's beautiful, it's something that sticks out from the crowd. You have a whole field full of black cows and white cows, and this head is red cow that has no mum. That has never worked a day in his life. A privileged existence. A absolute perfect example of physicality. Says the Kodesh Baruch, you know what you should do to it? Shecht it and burn it. Take its ashes. Take this physicality and destroy it totally. Take the ashes. And that is what's going to be metaher you. Why? Where does Tumas Meis come from? Tumas Meis is the understanding that you believe that when a physical person dies, when a person who's physical, he dies, that's it. He goes in a kever, and he gets covered up, and it's all over. Because that's what you see. You see physical, he does not breathing anymore, and he's not talking anymore, and he's not seeing anymore. So that's it, it's all over. Chalila v'chas, there's a neshama inside there. There's a chelik elokim mal. That is going to go to Shemaim, and if it's a tzaddik, it could go to Gan Eden, if it's not, not. That is a chet that we have when you see somebody who's nifta, and you think, oh, it's all over. That's a chet, that's a chesor in our understanding in this real world, that the physicality of this person when he's dead is nothing. It's nothing. And therefore what's happening over here is that he becomes tomei, his mind is warped. He gets tumma because his mind is warped. He has seen something physical and has made an impact on him that the physicality is what's real. So take something physical, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, take a paraduma, burn it, and show that physicality is nothing. Now, one second, what do you do now? You take water, take spring water. What's spring water? Maim chayim. Spring water is our neshama, maim el ha'Torah. Take spring water, what do you have to put it into? A kli cheres. What's a kli cheres? An earthenware kli. That is mamish, an odom is made from earthenware, made from the same thing. So what you're doing, you're taking water, you're putting it into a cheres kli. That's exactly what we are. We are water, we are ruchnius, we are spirituality. That is put inside the cheres kli. An earthenware kli is something cheres, something earth. That's where we came from. And take it and sprinkle on a person and say, let's do away with physicality. Let's forget about the physicality. Let's focus on the spirituality. Let's focus on ruchnius. So that's bar imo. Let the mother come of the poradumo and destroy what we believe is real as physicality on the kaneach tzoyas b'no, and get rid of the tolls that we had beforehand, that we have to have spirituality being physical. We've got to have an egel azov to represent spirituality. That's bar imo mekaneach tzoyas b'no.
No, sorry.
This is taking, you sprinkle the water, right? So this is Ba'im al Kanech Tzoyas Banor. And this is a choice we make. Zoyas Chukas HaTorah is the understanding that there are many, many times in life that we really do not know what we're doing. And we think that with our concept of chinuch, or what society tells us is a correct thing, we will carry on, and we feel that's important. The idea is sometimes you've got to step back and realize that in every situation, in every single situation, one has to determine it according to what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Reb Zilberstein says a very powerful thing. He says one of the chukim of a Parah Aduma is that it is metaher es hatameim. People who are impure become toher through the Parah Aduma, and metame es hatoherim. Those people who are toher, who started working with the Parah Aduma, they now become tomei. So what is it? Is something that purifies or something that makes tomei? How is it that what's going on over here? That is the mystery of Parah Aduma. And he said, what you're supposed to learn over here is Zois Chukas HaTorah. The same thing is anything with learning. He says sometimes parents, in the old days, parents would take a child and they would put him into an institution, into a school, that was based on what this child needs. What does he need? What does this child need for his growth? What kind of yeshiva? What kind of avira? What kind of surrounding? What kind of friends does he need in order to grow? He said, what's happening today is that what kind of yeshiva do I need for me? I've got one child learning in yeshiva, psh, X, ah, psh, wow. And there's another child learning in this yeshiva, Y, psh, psh, what children you have. But it's totally ignoring the needs of the children. It's totally ignoring the needs of the children. And what's something, in certain yeshivas that are metaher esatameim, who are able to take a child and metaher them, and make something tome, something toher, that same child is in the wrong place could be metame es hatohirim. You can take a good kid and you can crush him through the system. We've got to step back and we've got to see in reality what's really it's all about. And that's pshat later on. The pasuk says, yeah, the pasuk says that alkei. Pasuk says later on, alkei yomer hamoishin baruch heshbon. This is in. Early on the parasha in Chof Aleph Chof Zayin, this is mamish what you'd consider a very chassidish of all, but the Gemara says it. Chof Aleph Chof Zayin. Al Kain Yoimra HaMoishlin, the people who made Moishlin and made the Mosholim, Baal Cheshbon, let's go to a place called Cheshbon, Tibone Vesikonin Ir Sichoin, let's build and Vesikonin and inhabitate the land of Sichoin. Ke'esh Yotzim Cheshbon, and talks about a historic thing. So the Gemara starts waxing lyric, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Testament base, what does it mean? Al kein yoyim ha-moishin bo ha-cheshboin tibonet v'sikon ir sichoin. What is al kein ha-yoyim ra-ha-moishin? Who are the moishlim? Ha-moishlim eila ha-moishlim be-yitzron, says Rashi. Those are tzaddikim who rule over the yetzer. Boyu cheshboin. What boyu cheshboin? Boyu v'nachshoiv cheshboinoi shal oilom. Let's go along and make a cheshbon shal oilom. What does it mean a cheshbon shal oilom? We'll get to that in a second. Now what's going on over here? What's Arkein Yomer HaMoshim Bo Hashem? And it starts going through Eishgot. Look at the Gemara there. It's a fantastic Gemara in the Bobas Ein Chesem base. What's Arkein Yomer HaMoshim Bo Cheshbon? What's Moshim and Bo Cheshbon? What does it mean? What does it mean as well? Cheshbon Yishol Olam. Unfortunately, everybody does this. Everybody does this. A person looks at the physical world and he looks what are the pleasures I have now, and he ignores the future. How do people amass credit card bills? They get credit card bills. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And if they realize how much interest they're paying, they're buying something for 100 shekel, and the time they finish paying up for it is worth 300 shekel, it possibly is not worth it. Wait! When you have the money, buy it. You don't need another couch. You don't need another car. Wait! But people get so blinded by I need it right now, the physicality, the gashmius, that they forget about the cheshbonus shal olam, the long-term cheshbonus. What's going to happen? At the side of the road is a guy in a sweltering heat, his mama says, it's sweat pouring down his face, he's asking for a trim. Right? So, a person can make a cheshbonus shal olam. A person make a cheshbon right now, to pull over, and I have this guy in the car, and he starts talking to me, and I don't come be bothered, and I want to listen to the radio, and he may not smell that fresh, I don't want him in my car. But that cheshbonus shal olam. Cheshbonus shal olam means I can now get a diamond, a huge 50 carat diamond that lasts me forever and ever. And the Fum Sara Agra, that's cheshbonus shal olam. That is somebody who's able to identify and be moishal over himself, to rule over himself and decide what is real. Is the real the physicality of the egel, or is real the breaking down of the physicality of working the spirituality of the Parah Aduma? That is this week's parasha. And if you carry on working through this week's parasha, you'll see one calculation after the other. that Moshe Rabbeinu made, let's go along and fight Ammon and Moab. No, you're not allowed to. Yeah? Because what? Because Rusa Moabiah is going to come out from them. Can we make such cheshbonos? Do we understand how anything works? A person comes to this world and this is not right and that's not right. Do we know what's going on? They bring a moshel, Etzel, they bring a moshel of a person who comes to a shul. Right? And he, first time he comes to a shul, and he sees that Yankel, yeah, is a youngish guy, gets shlishi, where an old man doesn't get any aliyah. Another guy gets chamishi, yeah, where there's somebody else who clearly he shouldn't be getting chamishi, he should be getting a different aliyah. What's going on over here? He goes to the garden, I can't understand, he's an older man, more mukhubad man, supposed to be getting aliyah, and he gave it to everybody else. What's going on over here? He said, listen, with the greatest of respect, don't mind me saying so, Shalom Aleichem first of all, but you're a visitor. If you realize what's going on, he has the outside, and him gave him an aliyah last week, and this person he wants that aliyah because it's what his father always got. So don't start asking questions. We come to this world for limited time, and we've got kashas on Rabbeinu Shalom. Why shouldn't he do this? Why shouldn't he do that? You're a visitor here. You're here for a short time. Do you know what's going on with the Gulgulim? Do you understand what Schav Einish is? Do you understand how Kosh Baruch makes a Shkocha Protis? That is this week's parasha. Try not to make too many cheshbonos for Rabbeinu Shalom. Make cheshbonos for yourself. Be Moshe, be Yitzray, and that's this week's parasha.